This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You're actually asking him to post you dancing.
No, I'm saying he can take video.
Yeah.
We got such great response to our little photo we put up
there.
Yeah,
well then great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I said, wait till you're dancing.
Well, I don't dance. You know that. But I do. I'm with you. Sarah dancing, more of that. Absolutely.
Come on, Sarah, dance for me.
Yeah, please.
Well, there's no music going now.
Oh, okay.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You know, if you're taking video right now, no one can hear any. There's no audio.
I'm not taking video right now. I'm just waiting for you to dance, but I'll wait till later.
Yeah, just wait till later.
We'll play some more Usher.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
I was at a dance party in here.
Yeah.
He was dancing, too.
Yeah. You should take a video of yourself dancing, turn it around. Obviously, Vinny was dancing. He was doing all his crazy moves, but you missed that. Should I put that on the Times Maddie effed up list?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back, Maddie. No. Welcome back, sir.
That F-bomb, that was a mess up.
Yeah. And that's the second time in one and a half weeks.
Let's move on. There's giveaways and things that need to happen.
Oh, look at you. Alice in Winterland. Listen, we're so excited about Alice in Winterland. I know we've been blathering on about it, but this is a big deal for us. And it feels like we're getting back to it. You know what I mean? Here we are in 2024. Like, it's time. Let's just get back to it. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. The tickets are going to sell fast. But right now, we've got your chance to win them before you can buy them. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. You can get them for the pre-sale. Go to RadioAlice.com. You need the code GIFT. But right now, you can win them. This hour's code word is GOOD. G-O-O-D. Mm. Take the word GOOD and text it to 20357. Do this right now. The word is GOOD. Text GOOD to 20357. You're in the running to win tickets for the show before they even go on sale. This hour's code word is GOOD. And we're doing this again at 9 o'clock. So lots of chances for you to win these tickets. Win them before you can buy them. It's such a radio thing. Win them before you can buy them. Rip the knob off.
A better mix of music and more of it.
Right. Another guaranteed six in a row.
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah. Three for Thursday.
Three for Thursday.
Triple shots.
Triple shot Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh my God, funny.
Get the lead out at 9 o'clock, Maddie.
Get the lead out. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
It's Tuesday. To no one's surprise, Kanye and his wife are going to divorce. It looks like.
Oh.
Really? Don't Osh. She's captured.
Is that for real?
Well.
They actually seem to be a decent fit. She seems to like parading around in the bad clothes he dresses her in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he seems to, I think she's very pretty.
Oh, she is. I'm with you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you twice.
And we're back.
But I didn't know that there was trouble in paradise.
Yeah, I don't know them, so I did not know that either. All I saw was a woman held hostage and dressed in weird outfits, the triangle shapes that barely cover her. And all I, and the other things I ever heard about her were her family's freaking out. Like, her family's like, we don't even know who this person is. Like, just what is going on? Where's our daughter? Where's our sister? Where's our friend? Who is this? Well, it's Kanye's wife.
You know that she's Australian, right?
Australian, mate.
I've never heard her speak.
Right.
That's true.
You yes. wouldn't know.
See if you can find.
That she is because she never.
Any audio of her talking at any time. But she does go down under.
What's her name again?
We have her name is Bianca Censori. BianCaCensori.
Right in front of the guy driving a ship.
Just.
Or a boat, whatever it was.
They're on a water taxi, and his, there he is like, you know, get down there, girl. All right, I'll do it, matey. Crikey.
Don't Here? Call me matey.
I don't know, whatever. They don't say matey. Mate.
Not when they're doing
well,
that.
They're on the boat, so matey. You know, aye, aye,
all right,
matey.
Fine. Whatever. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but maybe after I'll say, could you not call me matey
yeah,
while
that
you're
actually
in the middle?
Kind of made it a little bit less sexy.
Very weird.
Right. The whole thing's very, did you find out?
Yeah, in fact,
is she
it's
gonna
really
swear,
hard. In fact, this has been like spoofed on YouTube a lot because this is one of the only times that you hear her speak. It's a very old interview, but I have not got to preview this though.
Oh, let's
preview it then.
Yeah, let me preview it, and then I'll let you know if we can play it.
Yes, because I got more to this story. We're not just talking about her to hear her voice. Okay, Kanye and this captive. Also, you know, I was not even 100% sure that they had ever legally married. So I am not sure what their actual status is. And listen, everything we talk, like, we don't know. I'm not out there, you know, interviewing people and trying to get the scoop. Like, I'm just a lady who reads the internet, okay? So
She has people. She's playing it down. She's got a lot of people. She's got tentacles.
I deny it completely.
All around the world that report
people
to her.
People are calling me up. I'm no Cindy. Is it Cindy Adams? Isn't that who, like, you know, she's the chick who's got, like, people are like, oh, my God, Cindy, I got a nugget for you. I don't have those people. I have the internet. So I see the same stuff that you see. Like, we could have a conversation about, that's all we're doing. We're
Even
having a conversation about
these. Old
people
are like, Cindy who? What did you just say?
Cindy Adams from the New York Post. No? She's like the biggest gossip
She's
chick.
Not even still alive.
I think she is dead. You know who Cindy Adams is?
Is she a gossip columnist?
Dave, Maddie.
Yeah, dude. for the
Is she dead
Post.
Or alive?
Oh, I'm going to say alive.
We both said dead. We got to look her up. Okay. What now? Let me ask you, because I see that you've come back to the show because you figured out whether or not we can hear from
Yeah, it's
Bianca
super Censori. Boring. So yeah, it's super safe. I'll just play a little bit because it's really boring, right, but you can hear her voice.
My name is Bianca Censori. I'm an architectural designer from Melbourne, Australia. I currently reside in Los Angeles and I'm a lead architectural designer at Yeezy.
Can I just say there, something? That sounds fake to me. Is this another hilarious situation where she's just some chick, you know, from Irvine who hung around with an Australian person and has that accent?
So you're saying you don't buy it?
When I was formally studying architecture, I was really interested
architecture?
In the ideas of the unbuilt. It was always mocked as paper architecture, which was always said to be a great concept, but totally unbuildable. And there was this paper trail of many genius designers, which I found way more interesting.
Okay,
I'm going to cut it.
Yeah. So that, boring. Wow.
It is boring.
I told you it was boring.
It is boring, but it in its own way, it's interesting. Like, there she is, you know, talking about actual things that apparently matter to her. And then she wound up with Kanye. Boy, none of us is safe, are we?
And Cindy Adams is 94 years old.
Oh, but she's alive.
She's still alive.
Oh. She's not still writing a column, though. She can't be.
I'm sure somebody writes something for
Who
her.
Was she in, like, Page Six or?
New York Post.
Oh, it was the Post. Kanye West, you've heard of him. He seems like a very messed up person to me, just from where I'm sitting. And he married this lady, Bianca Censori, 2 years ago. I think, December of 2022. Sources say that they split up a few weeks ago. My sources who call me and tell me all the tidbits, you know, my Cindy Adams feeders, they said, oh, they split up a few
Hold
weeks
on,
ago.
Hold on, my red phone is ringing.
Hey, Cindy, I got a tip for you. Yes, go on. Kanye has been telling people that he's divorcing her and moving to Tokyo. You know, Kanye can't stop talking. That's one of Kanye's problems. He has a few. That's one of them. Is that he's one of those people who gets going on a topic and that's what he's talking about. And you are going to listen or he's going to start getting mad. Like, I feel like he's one of, you know, those people. They just, here's what we're talking about. So I'll bet you there are a bunch of people who are like, yeah, he says he's divorcing her and they're going to move and he's going to move to Tokyo. I guess he's been seen there a bunch recently. At first, she was with him. And then he was like, this is great. We're going to move here. And she's like, no, we're not. I don't want to live here.
Oh, she said no.
No, I don't know. I'm playing it out. Like, was she going with him to Tokyo first? And then he was like, I think we should live here. She was like, I don't think we should live here. Mighty. Good eye.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So he's been there a bunch and first she's with him. But then when he's been spotted in public over the last couple of weeks, he's been solo. I cannot wait for her book to come out. Of course, that's a pipe dream because she is definitely getting paid out. And then I'm looking at something.
She's getting paid.
I mean, right?
I don't know. I don't know how much at this point. The last thing I read about Kanye was about how he took this mansion in Malibu and ruined it, destroyed the freaking thing. Like
I saw it.
It's nothing like it once was, and it's now going to sell for many millions less than it would because he never moved in.
No.
So he just ruined the thing. He bought it and then left.
He just gutted it. And I think it was kind of a stark modernist thing.
It was like cement.
Yeah. The whole thing is like a poured cement thing.
I've seen it before. It's in a row. So
yes,
it's
right
in a
there
row.
On the PCH,
but it's
right?
completely gutted now.
And is it right there on that main drag?
Yeah. And it stands out because, you know, he's also next, you know, there's a lot of other celebrities that live there and all of them look like nothing from the road.
Well, they look just like a garage.
Yeah, that's it.
And right on the other side is the beach.
Is the beach and everything. But yeah, it's definitely just a shell. And I forgot what the price was.
It's like $50 million.
Yeah.
I don't know what he paid for it originally, but he had to have paid more than he's got it on the market for. And $50 million for one of those lots in Malibu? Really? I mean, okay. It just feels like we're going to run out of millionaires soon and billionaires. Like, how are people getting all this money? Who can afford anything anymore? It's crazy.
Zuck just raised his hand.
Yeah.
I got this.
We get it.
Hey,
we,
guys,
we know
I got
you do,
this.
But how many billionaires are out? Like, to be able to spend $50 million for a house that isn't a house that you have to basically tear down and redo, I don't get it.
So he paid $57.3 million for it.
For the house. And then he torched it, basically.
He torched it, and now they're saying the price will go down to $39 million.
Oh, he's dropped that price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. He ruined it. It's not move-inable.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. It's in escrow for $21 million. Oh. So he didn't even get the $39
million. Move-inable.
You know what I said.
That is a new word. That is 100%.
Sorry. Is the proper term turnkey?
Move-inable is definitely more descriptive.
I used to be in real estate, Sarah. I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
That's just like an insider term.
Move-inable. Yeah. Yep.
The move-inability.
Wish I could think of the guy's name, Bernie something.
Bernie the realtor. Anyway, Kanye West and Bianca Censori, I can't believe he basically paid $60 million for a house he's now selling for $20 million. Like, you know, at one point he was a billionaire, right? Because you said yesterday he's worth like $400 million.
Yeah, but
which is still, he's not poor or anything.
No, but he did definitely ruin
himself.
The business he had rolling.
I think a lot of that net worth that they would attribute to him was things like your deal with this shoe company.
Adidas,
right. The whole line of terrible looking hoodies that he had. People, we went We went down to his, he had a pop-up store a few years back. Remember that?
I do. And, I didn't go, but I do remember you guys went.
Yeah, like a few of us went down. Was it like me and Hooman and maybe Bryn?
I think it was you, Bryn, and Hooman.
And we stood outside that thing and just, like, I was like, I'm not getting in that line. I don't care to spend $150 on, you know, a t-shirt, but we'll talk to these people. And they were all like, yeah, it's totally worth it. It's an investment. Is it, though? I mean,
I have some Yeezys that I won't wear anymore, but
you won't.
I'm a sneakerhead, so I'm the guy who will wait in line for certain shoes. But I usually do it on.
You won't wear them because you don't want to ruin them, or because you don't want to.
I'm just not into him anymore.
I mean, what sneakers you have on? You're a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
Have you met all the guys down at the game? They're sneakerheads.
I don't know.
They won't. They like walk with their feet as flat as they can make it because they don't want any creases in their shoes. Let me see what you got on.
I've got my WVU Nikes on today. These are WVU.
Are those the logo legit to you? Does he look like a sneakerhead?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a...
They're limited
I'm
edition.
Not, I'm but, not either.
I buy limited edition.
But they're colored. I mean, that's probably a regular shoe, just WVU colored.
Uh-huh.
Which is the
logo
blue and yellow.
And everything.
Right.
Yeah. Hold that up here.
Hey, you can see the logo right there.
But it's a regular running shoe, right?
It is. And then it's got West Virginia on the side.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you pay probably more because of that. But well worth it. You put a new one out every year.
Well, I mean, you need a new pair of sneaks every year, so there you go. Anyway, that's what's going on. Oh, this I like this story so much because I own an electric car, and when I first got it, it would go.
Such a bragger, my gosh.
No, it's a little. It's they've discontinued it. Like it used to be, have an app, and it's you know I have a BMW i3, and I bought it in 2014, and you'd cry if you heard how many miles are on it. Like no miles. Vinny, who puts $100,000 miles a month on his car.
You know, it is what it is, yeah. Man.
So I have this little electric car, and when I first bought it, it was one of, you know, as other companies were rolling out their electric cars and stuff, and I really liked it. I went and test drove it, and I'm like, I really like it. I'm getting it. And at first, it had a range of, like around 100 miles. If you were careful, you'd get about 100 miles. I mean, it has a 1 gallon backup gas generator. So for me right now, after all these years, it's down to about a 40 mile range with the electric.
Which works because you're not that far.
Because my round trip is 25 miles.
Boom.
So I take it, but I got to charge it all the way back up overnight. And every day I drive it and I, you know, show up in fumes. However, it does have a backup. So I could stop and get a gallon of gas every 50 miles and get further. So range anxiety is, I'm fully aware that this is a real thing and that people who own Teslas don't have it the way other people do. You know, some of these smaller cars, they only get so much and it does go down over time. Like it's, you know, and if you're using your heater, if you want to, you know, use your air conditioning or any kind of accessories, it takes it down, takes it down, takes it down. So Ben Affleck, he's got an electric Bronco and it's cool. It's like kind of a turquoise baby blue, like got that edge of, you know, sunshine through water on it. And it looks old style. It's a convertible. Here, come take a peek at this sucker. It's beautiful. That's a cool Southern California ride.
With an S. It was an S word, she said. S.
What do you mean an S word?
You said, come take a look at this. Sucker. Yeah, it's very pretty.
Didn't I say truck? Come take a look at this truck? No?
Come take a look at this sucker.
Did I say sucker?
You see, sucker. No. And I went, oh
it's
my
funny
gosh.
That I said sucker.
Anyway, that is okay. Very nice. I saw yesterday an electric Hummer.
Ooh, which is just an oxymoron, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Those are the ultimate gas guzzlers. But what fun to have a Hummer that is silent.
Yep.
I will say, though, you know, my car actually is silent because I got it in 2014, and there are no more silent electric cars. They make noise when they're going
slow. They should make noise.
Yeah, they need to. Like, sometimes I'm coming down my road, and there's someone just, because I live in like a little neighborhood, and someone will be walking their dog, like, right down the middle of the street, and I'm like, do I honk?
As
they cannot
it is,
hear me.
Pedestrians are aggressive and mean
mm-hmm.
and trying really hard for you to run them down. They want that, apparently. So pedestrians, like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Add to that that your car doesn't make noise.
Any noise at all.
That's not helpful.
Nope.
By the way, here's a couple. 650 says, Realtor here. Move-inable is definitely a word. Move-inable. Love you all.
Yeah. The move-inability factor is high on that one. Move-inable.
Good morning, everyone. Nowadays, we ask Realtors if the house is move-inable. Thanks for the laughs. Have a great Tuesday. Yeah. You don't.
I mean, it's, you know, sometimes words, you're like, okay, well, maybe I did just think up a new word, but it's the perfect new word. I mean, it's useful at least. All right, so back to this Beneflex story. Yeah. So this Bronco is cool. It's a Ford Bronco. It has very sort of a retro look to it.
Yeah.
But it's an electric car, and it died on the highway. And they were clearly going somewhere. So it's him and his son. I think his son's name is Sam. Pretty sure this is the son with Jennifer Garner. So they're out there, they're on a freeway, and they wind up just on the side of the road. Oh, they call it Tiffany Blue. It does have that kind of look. But it's just a really neat car.
With red, and I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, it does have like a red pinstripe down the side. Yeah, it's really neat.
I've seen it in my town, actually. Someone's got something like that.
So they're out on Sunday. They're both wearing suits, by the way, so they're definitely headed somewhere. And man, the consternation on Beneflex's face.
What a bummer to have to get under the hood and fix that thing, you know.
You open it up and you're like, what do I do?
Where do I change the D-cells?
What happens with the, exactly. Yeah. My God. Malfunction, they say here one of the busy freeways. It doesn't really look like a freeway. I don't know if they got off.
I wonder if Beneflex has the Uber app and he can just.
He does. He just called people. He gets out of the car. The two of them are just looking at their phones. And by the way, I thought it would be just as hot over the weekend in LA as it was here, but they're both wearing like coats. He's got a long coat on.
It hasn't been as bad down there at all.
So they're looking at their phones, waiting for roadside. The car doesn't get towed until it's nighttime by the time they show up to get this car.
Oh, bummer.
But it looks like he got a ride. He just had a person come stand. Can you just stand by my car until they come get it? Thanks.
Give me your car.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. You handle this.
That's how it works when you're Beneflex.
Right.
But that's, so there you go. Electric cars. And in honor of this, I think today for our daily game at the end of the show, I do have an electric car quiz that I have. Yeah. I thought that'd be fun. We'll see what you guys know. We'll see what your level of knowledge is on the electric car. All right. What do you got coming up? It's about electric cars. This is like electric car stuff.
You got an electric car?
No, I don't
mean
like
either.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what you guys know about it.
Seems like a really unfair quiz. How about you question us about gas-powered cars or diesels?
Okay. Would you rather have that? Which one? Diesel?
I'm just kidding.
I'll do it. I asked ChatGPT to write me a quiz for electric cars. I mean, it took 2 seconds. I could ask it for a different quiz.
It might be funny because we don't know anything.
The Mile High Club and more after these.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
That's a good one. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four all this week on the fives at 6 and 7 a.m. And later on Jane's show, she got it four times, 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. Listen for the code words. Text those to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And there's a grand prize vacation for four. Four three-day, one-park per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
What's up, everyone?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Everyone, this house report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For the last 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has helped over 500 organizations in our Bay Area communities, whether it's for education, health and wellness, or parks and recreation. The foundation's $31 million giving history helps build an even stronger society for all of us. Visit FremontBank.com to learn more today. All right, here's what's happening. I got a few things to get to. First of all, the weather is actually cooling off today. We'll still see the 90s in Napa and Walnut Creek, San Jose, just kissing that, like 87, something like that.
Still, that's better than 100.
We're coming down.
Right.
And we're going to continue to come down. So that's the good news. Also, if you're traveling at all or if you have family in Florida, a huge storm is headed that way. They haven't even dug out from the last one, but Milton is coming Wednesday evening, it looks like. The Chiefs beat the Saints last night. They also knocked out their quarterback, Derek Carr, former quarterback of the Raiders, and Julie Hayner's kid got in the game.
Oh, local newswoman Julie Hayner.
Retired local newswoman Julie Hayner.
He's in the NFL.
He's in the NFL. He's the backup quarterback for the Saints.
Wow.
He didn't play great, but he's a good looking kid.
Was that like a debut for him in the NFL, or is he?
I don't know.
Is this his first season?
I believe this is his first season. I don't know if he's gotten into the game in the past. Carr got knocked out with an injury, and from what I hear in the bathroom from the guys at the game.
Street.
Carr may not have even left with the team.
As in they took him away.
Like he's in the hospital.
Yes.
So.
Oh boy.
Looks like Hayner's kid may, get some more games.
Yes.
Which is nice. Oh, and one last thing. Robert Saleh, former defensive coach for the San Francisco 49ers, who got hired and brought to New York to become the head coach of the New York Jets. Fired today.
Yeah, boy.
That's what happens when you get Aaron Rodgers and the quarterback is more important, more famous, and higher paid than everybody else. When he says, and I don't know that that's what happened, but it's probably what happened. He went, you've got to get me who I want.
Right. And that's, yes.
Yes, I threw three interceptions in the last game.
That's the coach's fault. Get him out.
He did that.
Yeah. He doesn't pat my back enough,
right,
and tell me how great I am. So then I'm screwing up. I need someone to coddle me. Poor old hang dog, Aaron.
By the way, a moment ago,
yes.
Scott Budman was in touch with our guy. I don't know exactly what happened, but I was trying desperately to say to Scott, Scott, I miss you. And then I realized, wait a minute, this mic can talk directly to Scott. I don't have to have anybody text him. Scott Budman, I love and miss you. Scott, if you're there.
He's answering you right now. Would you like to hear?
I love and miss you.
Please tell Vinny I say what's up. Miss you guys too.
We'll get him. Feel nearly as desperate as I seem to be trying to convey my my love, but okay.
But I will say that now that we have Maddie in place here, we're working toward being a morning show again with some regular guests.
Oh, that'd be great,
wouldn't it?
Oh my gosh,
it'd be so fun.
Yes,
yeah. I mean, we're gonna be all over everything.
Yeah, we have Mo Mandel on Friday.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
he's on the phone though. He's not in town, so we'll see how that.
Well, I'm curious to hear how parenting's going for him. They were trying real hard.
Mm-hmm. And then they got one.
And I wonder.
Yeah. How old is that kid now, you think?
I don't know, but I'll bet you one of the things is he's not traveling nearly as much.
Well, he is calling us from home.
Right.
So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to, he must have been coming on a long time because I brought him on the first time.
Like yes. Yep.
16
he's
years.
He's been a regular, semi-regular for years. Great. Yeah.
I love Mo.
He's great.
TikTok wants you to know a great hack at breakfast or brunch. TikTok calls it the table pancake. See, what you do is, you never heard of this, and TikTok invented it. It's for when you're out with your friends and you want pancakes, but you also want something else. So what you do is you order a table pancake for the whole table to eat. And then you can order your eggs, bacon, and hash browns so that you get some pancake. And then you also get your eggs, bacon, and hash browns. It's called the table pancake, everyone.
It's actually just called the table cake, and I invented that 30 years ago.
We do table biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just something that everyone can share. The table cake is a total thing. I always order a table cake because I just want a few bites of a pancake. I don't want all that pancake. I mean, I do actually technically want all that pancake, but, you know, I'm going to take it easy. I'll have my eggs over here. The table cake. That was definitely someone who heard. We just talked about this on the air a couple weeks ago.
What?
Yes.
That is blasphemy.
I brought up the table cake.
TikTok invented the table pancake.
Don't act like you didn't hear me talking about the table cake. You and I have done a table cake before. You and I did a table cake. We went to Stacks in Burlingame.
I have no memory of this table pancake you speak of.
Oh, my God. In fact,
it just got invented the other day by TikTok.
It's brand new, Sarah. Respect TikTok.
You're right. I apologize.
The table pancake, everyone. Consider that next time you're out to breakfast. You get a table pancake, and then you order your eggs and bacon and hash browns.
Are we going to have a Sarah TikTok at some point?
Yeah.
Where we do all the cool dances that the kids are doing?
That's going to be part of
somebody else's job?
We're going to get some job people in here.
Oh.
Yeah, job people.
Some job people.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got all these jobs we're going to, you know.
I demand a staff!
I'll tell you what.
I like
maybe it would be best if we don't share that staff's names with anybody so nobody gets attached and then we don't get blamed when they leave.
Right.
That'd be great.
That would be great. It'd
be super great.
It's so great when you don't get blamed for everything that you didn't do.
Here's a thought.
Okay.
Everyone who comes onto the show will just share, like, if the name is Bob, everybody's Bob after that.
Great.
Just Bob. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's Bob. Great. Like, oh, we've got Bob who does but then we hire Shirley later, but Shirley is still Bob.
Exactly.
That's
perfect. What we'll do.
Oh my God, this is great. This is actually really
good. That is the new way we deal with this.
Yeah. All right.
It wasn't me.
Be nice to the next Maddie.
He laughs.
Mm. As though he hasn't just come up with our new way.
23% of people with iPhones say, I would never date an Android user. Now, here's part of the problem with all you singles who are working into your 50s and still haven't connected is you've got too many brick walls you're building around yourself.
Yeah, you gotta loosen up on the I would never.
Partnership, if that's in fact what you want, is going to be about sacrifice and giving up this here and that there. And it is.
I don't want to give anything up. I just need everything to be the way I want it at all times. And if you've got, if you're turning my messages green, I cannot have that.
You can do that and stay single and be fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
If you say you're looking.
This phony idea, though, that you want a partner, but you're going to come up with a million boundaries to keep yourself. Why bother?
I agree.
Just
why
tell
bother?
Everyone around you who's pressuring you to look for someone to bleep all the way off. Mm. And then you just live your life.
Yeah.
And you make the decisions you want and all these boundaries you've set and these walls you've built. There's nothing wrong with that.
It becomes this like sub obsession for a lot of people. I've noticed that some of the people who are doing the online dating and like really looking for a partner, it becomes like their hobby. This is what I do. So it's, you're just, I think you're, it's like arrested development. You are not working on having a full, rich life and enjoying the people that you love and who love you back and your family. And because you're so obsessed with finding this person who probably doesn't exist.
Well, you're going to weed him out no matter what.
Right. You might meet someone who's like, if you could play it forward, which we can't do, you can't look into the future, but if you could, this person would actually win you over, but you've decided within 30 seconds of meeting them that they're not the person for you, and you're moving on. You're already setting up your next date on Tinder or whatever.
More than one in five iPhone users admits they look down on people with Androids, and they admit that they think less of someone when they see a green text bubble come through. And again, almost a quarter of people with iPhones say that I would never date an Android user. Now, I would actually say this is a completely phony story, but I went through a few phones there for a little while just to try and stay up on them or whatever.
Yeah. I remember
and
that.
I absolutely had friends who would say, why are you green?
Right.
That's the text back from me having switched to a Google phone was, why are you green? Not hi and responding to whatever I'd sent. It's, why are you green? Don't be green. Why are you green? You just... What happened? I'm on a Google phone.
I think if you're concerned about what color somebody's message to you is, your priorities are effed up.
Like their priorities
try
are fine.
To give less
but stop pretending
about
like you
that.
Want to be with someone else. Just stop that part.
Right. You obviously just want to. You will never find someone because you're never going to let yourself find someone.
Most people with Androids are aware iPhone fans are judging them for it, and might even be the reason why they like it.
Yeah, yep.
It is their way of middle fingering your phone.
Yeah, you know what? Fine, turn my stuff green. I will snicker at you behind my back, but I also don't care. Like, I don't want to be so dependent on my phone that I have to, like, actually care whether someone's message is green or blue.
It is ridiculous.
I'd like to pick my own color and just, you know, do pink messages.
Half of iPhone users have used a separate third-party messaging program like WhatsApp or Kik to accommodate their pathetic Android-using friends. So they don't want that. They so badly don't want any green color in their text.
Oh, you got to be kidding me!
In their iMessages, that they're like, "Meet me over on WhatsApp."
Okay, this clearly really matters to some people.
Well.
I think it's a personality type thing because people with Androids have a personality type a little different than Apple users.
Well, what do you...
Yeah, tell us. Go on.
Yeah,
well, no, because...
Sink your ship here, please. Here's a shovel. Start digging.
No. I'm just saying that, you know, just like Vinny just said, the guys with the Androids are usually like F you to Apple, and I love Apple, so you're telling me you hate something I love, so I don't want to be with you.
Who are these guys you're dating? I don't understand. Wait, what is happening here?
I'm just saying.
Nice feet.
I understand them.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few.
Too late.
You know, if you're on a Google phone, there's no difference in the text bubble colors. Isn't that nice? Hannah, SF.
Is that true?
Listening in the radio.
You can still Apple message?
I think that all the messages are green, even if you're on an iPhone. Isn't that what she's saying?
Yes. So no matter what message you get, it's the elitist iPhone people only who have their own blue to identify you as another Mac, as another Apple user.
My husband and I use WhatsApp because we can't send pictures and links to each other because I'm an iPhone and he's an Android. That is a good reason to have. WhatsApp's good. I have it. I don't have anyone to send anything to on it. But.
Well, Scott Capurro, I talked to him on there. It's just, I don't know. He's got like a weird number. For some reason, I can't message him when he's in England.
Sarah and Vinny, always assuming everyone wants to be married and we have Arrested Development because we're not married. Maybe...
No, that's
we're
not,
avoiding
that is
needy
literally
people like you.
Not what I'm saying. That was not what
I
was saying.
Yeah, you misunderstood
what
we're saying.
You're hearing what you want to hear, which might be part of your problem. I don't know.
No, I'm saying that there are people who are in pursuit of relationships, but find reasons to get rid of them.
Yes. We will never find one because they don't really want to.
And one of the examples is our old midday girl used to be like, look at this guy in a picture with his seatbelt on. I can't hang out with that guy.
We're like, really? The seatbelt's the thing, huh?
It's just this another like just way of getting rid of people.
Right.
What? He snapped a quick photo, you know, in his car real quick in a parking lot and posted it.
Right.
I actually think he's cooler.
If he'd got a glamour shot, it would be just as bad.
Well, that would be, I actually think if you go to glamour shots, that's more embarrassing.
Right. You actually just
you put
like
a bunch
so
of effort into this and you still look like that.
Right. Why don't you just get a car and put a seatbelt on, for God's sake. Get your friend's dog in the picture with you.
The bitter apples that are just judgmental about people having Android are just snobs.
Yeah.
And Android users I know don't really care what phone people use.
Because they can't tell the difference. They don't know if you're using a different phone because everything's green. Except, you know, there is definitely, and it's probably on Apple's end, they're like, nah, you're not going to be able to receive or send any photos or videos from somebody who's going to have a green message. We're going to make it so that you have to give them crap to get them to get an Apple phone.
415 says, Sarah definitely said, with an S, sucker truck. Vin now has PTSD from F-bomb Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie. Thanks for ruining everything. Times Maddie has effed up. Let's check the count. No, it's still at 2. All right.
You broke Vinny, though, Maddie.
I'm sorry, Vinny.
What are you, 5 days in?
I think today's the 7th. Well, wasn't he here the Friday before? This
I
is the
know.
Today Eight. Is your 8th official day.
And I've already broken Vinny.
Well.
Sarah's funny. Relax. Sarah almost broke up with Aho over his green text. No, we did. We did break up with him.
We did.
That's why he's not here anymore.
We broke
Don't
up with him.
Don't you know that? God, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Here come the message boards.
You notice that we are always just like, that guy knows how to leave a place. He really left us with a good taste in our mouth. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. He knew the right thing to do and held up his end of the bargain. But we did force him to get rid of his Samsung. We were like, no, we're not having you on our text. On our text threads anymore if you're going to turn it all green. And he went and got an Apple. So we
707 says, yes, please have a Tiki Talk.
Is that it's just like an autocorrect or something?
I don't know. But
like shirts and
giggles. We're coming to Tiki Talk, everyone.
We're going to be over on Tiki Talk.
Check us out over there.
Tiki Talk.
Will you do all the trends if I come in and say, Vinny, there's a trend. Do this dance.
Oh, I don't dance, but she'll do it for sure. She loves to dance.
You got to do it with me. Let's do it together. Let's like ham it up in our old age. What the hell? What do we got to lose?
Let's ham it up. I was hamming it up in my young age.
Yeah, but it's time to keep going with that.
The progression should be the other way.
Gonna need you to dance, Ben. I'm sorry. I'm putting it into your contract.
Oh.
MM, double M. Let's jot that down.
I invented the pancake appetizer. It's not a table cake, Sarah.
It's not an appetizer either. It's a table cake. It comes with all the food. Everyone can put a fork in it. But we're spending the extra $2.50 for the real maple syrup. And we're getting two things.
Where do you have to spend $2.50 for real maple syrup?
In the places where you're not using the syrup that's on the table, Maddie. Mm-hmm. The real stuff. The Canadian, the Vermont.
Elitist.
Yeah. I am. I
of
really
course.
Am.
She only buys homes in Vermont, too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if I did wind up around a house? I mean, I wouldn't think it was funny. I would think it was great.
Why would it be funny at all?
It'd just be funny because I've been talking about it and saying, no, for so long. And
no, you've been saying, yeah. We're looking. You just said, we're looking at homes.
We were looking on
in Vermont.
Who doesn't go to home porn? You know.
I do some home porn. I gotta admit.
It's called Zillow, Vinny. People do it.
I would let you check my history, but I'm not going to let you check my history. But I can tell you, and you're going to have to take my word for it, there's no Zillow in my history.
I believe it.
Whatsoever.
He has no interest at all. He lives in a beautiful house, and he just lets his wife do whatever. He has no opinion. Oh, you want to? Okay, yeah, I'll help you do that.
No, I have an opinion. But
you're
I also am
not to get in a fight over.
I'm not trying to fight with her about what she wants to do. Like I told you many times, this is the best house I've ever lived in. I am content. Mm-hmm. I don't ever look around and go, well, that little wall's got to go. Get it out.
Yeah,
that wall is bugging the out of me.
So there's nothing that she's done to the house that you don't like?
There are things where I'm all, this. There's this big
medallion
wicker, like
wall hanging.
Well, like a wagon wheel that hangs on the wall behind the bed. I was like, who buys that?
I could fall on you.
Well, no, it's not. It's like wick. It's barely like, it's weighs really anything. Like it's not.
But it's just a big sort of a wood.
But it's
woven,
just a decoration.
It's actually very pretty. It's like giant medallion.
But
on
it's
the wall.
Like just the many things that you would honestly look at as people are getting rid of stuff and go, who bought? What is that? Who even buys that? Mm. We did. We bought it. I don't care. It's hung.
Yeah.
It looks fine. Yep. I don't think
she's
like,
in the middle of ripping up their backyard right now. They're getting a hot tub and like a really nice patio area. And Vinny's like, I hate it. I already hate it. I don't want any part of that.
That's not true.
Get that out of here.
The
this
backyard
looks terrible.
Looks amazing. Mm-hmm. You're wrong. I never said I hated it, but I didn't hate the backyard in the first place.
Right.
It was fine.
Yeah. It's very disruptive.
It is so disruptive. You admit it.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
I have no problem admitting that.
Weeks and weeks.
Construction projects, not fun.
Oh.
We are 100 out of time. Coming up, Alice in Wonderland tickets.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com